This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Live here in Austin, because we definitely have you hosting a show at least once a week or every day if you wanted to. I want to work with GCN and others and really launch more broadcasts, because there's so much happening. We need early morning shows. We need stuff at night, not just my broadcast. But I want you to get some lunch here in a minute. We've got Dr. Pachinik coming up to talk about all these coups against Trump that are taking place. But really think about your message to people, because you don't really toot your own horn. And then, hey, I told you it was coming in the past. Boom, boom, boom. It's not because I had a crystal ball. I was studying the actual documents, what's coming in the future. And really, we are choosing our destiny right now. Everybody can feel it. People are either getting more dumb, more unconscious, more zombie-like. I mean, you go to places like, what the hell's going on here? These people, brainwaves are low. You warned about this. Or people are getting heightened awareness. And it's not just like metaphysical. They can see it, you know, with the equipment.
Well, you know, and this is exactly it, and it's why I remain this sort of pathological optimist in all of it, because what I see is people are awakening, and those that are taking action are having a big impact at a time when we really need it. And it, you know, when I think about
Abel Danger said the Pentagon's training to take on empowered individuals that will not go along with the collective plan. The Pentagon's not bad. That's the elite running the Pentagon saying they actually admit empowered individuals, person.
And this is, you know, this is who we are as human beings. We should reach our highest and best potentials. And that's what all of us should be striving for. Our highest and best potentials. That doesn't mean dumbing down. That means opening up the intellect, opening up the possibilities.
See, you're a real man. You like seeing people excel and having success. You have glee and shared empathy. You're connected. It's these people that are sociopathic and psychopathic. Is it genetic? Right. They don't get that we're connected.
Well, and this is it. You know, the biggest mass murderers in the world usually are heads of state, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere, that's where it always happens.
Higher level psychopaths than, you know.
This is a personality type, and they become highly controlling, manipulative personality types, and you see the results of that. Independent thinking is the biggest threat, because independent thinking, independent creativity is what has created every significant thing in world history.
All the breakthroughs.
Art, business, politics, religion. It comes with independent thinking, and then the evidence.
Control freaks never build anything. They create North Korea. Free thinkers are just creating and just handing it out.
Right. And you should relish the success of our fellow human beings. I mean, when we're out there doing things and it's creating things.
When I see incredible stuff, I feel like I did it.
Well, it's great. I mean, and you can get behind people, you get excited about it, and that's where the real energy is. It comes from that type of emotion, not from the...
That's the difference. I mean, I knock women that are brainwashed so much. That's the system. It's men thinking other men being successful is bad, and then like going around just posturing. No, if we're in a mission for the species.
That's exactly it. In fact, the human race is the group we all belong to and the group that needs to take the next step. You know, but what I've always said and I continue to say is it doesn't matter if we win every single fight and battle, but it matters that we try. It matters that we get up in the morning and we make an effort. And it also matters that when we're wrong, we stand up and we admit it and make the corrections. Because that's what makes us strong human beings. You know, we never evolve when things are smooth, when things are easy. We evolve as human beings when times are the toughest. That's when
we're going through with these interfaces and everything and cancer exploding, everything. We're going through a major evolution. I don't mean that as some debate about Christianity. I mean, cars evolve, cultures evolve, technology evolves. We are in a major evolutionary period. A lot of it's devolving.
That's exactly right. And we have the opportunity to turn it either way. This generation is going to decide, are we free or are we slaves?
We're deciding human evolution right now.
By making the decisions. Each choice that we make as human beings, each choice we make individually feeds into that collective.
And everyone knows in their heart and their mind, that's true.
Absolutely. In fact, that's what rings so solidly. When you speak the truth, people hear it, people recognize it, and it resonates within our own individual souls.
Truth is everything. Dr. Nick Baggage, it feels so good having you here in person. I love you.
Hey, good to be here again.
Folks, the website, earthpulse.com. Get his books, get his films. I'm going to come back with Dr. Pachinik to expose the latest, and he's going to go shoot some great stuff for us. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Amazing.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Tom Clancy, an Hollywood producer, also one of the founders of Delta Force, involved in the State Department and other agencies in counterterrorism and regime change. Everybody knows who he is, Dr. Steve Pachinik, stevepachinik.com. Join us till the bottom of the hour. Then I promise I'm getting to all these clips on this confirmation hearings going on. When I got to say this judge that has been nominated by Trump's just destroying him. We've got Nunes admitting in the Intelligence Committee. Of course they're spying on them. We have all these sources that are doing it. I can't believe they're playing dumb with all this. They were all over the news saying they were, and so much more. And then the latest Islamic attack, which they're saying isn't an Islamic attack. So we'll see where all that's going. We have Michael Moore again calling for martial law and a national emergency. You have the former deputy head of the Defense Department. This is in the Washington Post, going around again trying to organize a coup against Trump. Here's the deal. I'm Mr. Anti-Police State. A police state means if I'm not doing something wrong, I'm getting messed with, I'm getting surveilled, I'm getting bothered, and I'm out here producing stuff being a good American. When you run around saying, kill the president, let's burn everything down, let's shut Alex Jones up, he's a Russian agent, they're actually saying, I'm under criminal investigation, and this thing he set up the State Department before Obama left, that's going to ferret things out that they're looking if I'm in connection to the Russians and actually getting orders from them. The idea that nationalism came from the Russians is crazy. And then now we have the Federal Elections Commission saying we're looking at trying to go after Drudge Report. They're acting like Trump didn't get elected. Now, I've talked a lot about this with Dr. Pechenik. And yes, this was regime change against the globalists. It's happening all over the world. But they don't seem to care. And they're just moving forward. It is a big crack in their brainwashing that, Nunes comes out and says, of course they're spying. But they were in hundreds of articles in the New York Times and Washington Post saying they were spying 2 months ago. But there was nothing in the spying, so Trump said, you shouldn't have leaked you were spying. So then they go, we weren't spying, we're going to impeach you. Our guest is also a Harvard-educated psychiatrist and a lot more. I know there's a term, gaslighting, where you punch somebody right in the nose and tell them you didn't punch them in the nose. I don't think they're even in control of what they're doing anymore. I think they're the ones doing like some type of metaphysical ghost dance, the Democrats, the corrupt elites, not realizing that no one's listening to them anymore. But the danger is they've still got major funding, and they believe they're moving forward to an attempt to, they say, kill the president. So my question is, under law, you can't just sit there and ignore somebody. If the president was saying opening the borders, trying to steal people's tax money, trying to, merge us with China, I'd say, well, somebody better do something. Because the president is clearly not the president. But to take a president who's delivering on every front, has the majority of people behind him, has the military, most of the intelligence agencies behind him, and then to just keep drum beating that they're going to arrest me, everybody else, kill us, I'm wondering, do these people have a death wish? Because I'm not going to do anything violent, but I can just tell you, the way this goes down the road, if they actually start an attempt to kill the president, little birds told me that Trump is ready to move against them. So I don't know how this may unfold, or maybe it's all just talk. Dr. Steve Pechenik, thanks for joining us to try to give us your take or your sources on what's happening.
Well, let's go back a few years, Alex. Years ago, I told you I was asked if I could be monitored from above. And I said, of course, I have no problem with it. You guys have been monitoring me for years. You didn't have to announce it. But I have no problem. I understand why you're doing it. I have no issue with it. You're not going to repress my speech, nor are you going to repress or suppress Alex Jones' speech or anybody else's speech. Let's get some historical facts in perspective before everybody starts to go on, become unfolded here. And I'm not talking about you, Alex. First of all, the notion of suppressing and surveying American speech goes back to the times of FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the absolute greatest liberal president we've had, and a great president. He was told by both Congress and the Supreme Court, you cannot survey in any way the electronic emissions or signal intelligence that comes from the American public, i.e. the telephones or anything else. He said, yes, yes. But he en-ran all of them and basically had a covert surveillance of every American and at the same time this great liberal incarcerated American Germans, American Italians, and American Japanese. So the history of surveillance in this country goes back to the time of FDR. It increased when the National Security Agency came in 1948-49. A bill was passed, and every American telephone wire literally went through the National Security Agency. So to think that we have not been surveyed or in any way monitored is absolutely both childish and absurd.
The notion, and of course, we got our model from the OSS and the British that were doing it in real time as well.
That's correct. I mean, in effect, we were in World War II, and then there was the Cold War, and rightfully or wrongfully, this was in place because this was the way you took care of the Republic.
But to be clear, they didn't sit there and listen to everybody. All the wires went through. Once they had Humet that somebody was a German agent or something, then they started watching them.
Right, that's correct. In other words, but they had the surveillance capability, which was not sanctioned by the Supreme Court or the Congress.
Sure, so we have this outside of the Constitution system, and for them to deny it's going on when they said they were surveilling Trump with it, it's just crazy.
Well, but that's okay. What we're falling into again, and with all due respect, Alex, this is distraction and denial. The real issues that are coming to the forefront is, once again, we have the neocons coming in. And what am I talking about? Right now, in front of the Judiciary Committee, is Neil Gorsuch, a very decent man who looks like he's been perfect. His moral integrity seems above board, went to Harvard, summa cum laude, then had a PhD at Oxford. But then when I closely look at his record, I have a major, major problem with it. In a 14-month period during the time of 2005, when he worked directly for Attorney General Gonzalez, he, Gorsuch, initiated and enhanced several programs which were totally illegal and immoral. First was the enhancement of interrogation. Secondly was rendition. Thirdly was torture. He was key to the torture, implementation, and legitimacy of using torture against so-called terrorists. Now, remember, this comes after 9/11. So what do we have here? We have a so-called decent Coloradan who tells you about how humble he is, but really he's quite bright. And at the same time, he goes to Georgetown Preparatory School, which happens to be a Jesuit school. I have nothing against Jesuits, but clearly he learns how to follow orders. And in this case, I must say, Dianne Feinstein, as much as I don't agree with her most of the time, was correct to press in on the key issue, because the moral integrity of Neil Gorsuch does not lie in 48 years of his life. It lies in the 14 months that he was a co-conspirator with Bush, Cheney, and Wolfowitz, and Condoleezza Rice and Romney to implement Patriots Act, increased terrorism, and increased interrogation. That makes him an amoral man. From that point on, I have a question that this man cannot be a judge in the Supreme Court. Now, what is in fact happening? While you and I are talking about other issues, I'm still monitoring the rise and fall of the neocons. As you know, we were successful in stopping John Bolton from coming in as a key player in State Department. Yet today, he went into the White House. Whether Trump realizes this or not, or he understands what I'm saying, or a group of us who are saying, we're not dilettantes, we're not somebody who has an axe to grind, but there will be no neocons in the White House or in the State Department. Let me repeat it again so Trump and his team understands this, and Tillerson understands this. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the CEO of a $500 billion corporation like Mobil Oil. You do not threaten North Korea under any condition because you have a moron like John Bolton, who's never been in the military, who was afraid to join our military and publicly said, I was scared to get killed in the rice paddies of Vietnam.
Sure. So breaking this down, though, what do you make of the Democrats? That's my question. You get to what you want in a minute, but I'm asking. I get it's a distraction, but they're literally running around saying, kill the president, and they're not getting in trouble.
Democrats, Alex, they're not relevant. Right now, the Democrats are not relevant. The only thing they're relevant to do, and I'm going back to this point, they cannot have neoconservatives coming in. You can have the...
So you're saying the neocons are the dangerous group, and Trump can't appease them.
Dangerous group. Dianne Feinstein is not dangerous. Nancy Pelosi is not dangerous. Michael Moore is not dangerous. They've all been neutralized. What happened is, thanks to you and the group and those of us who kept the revolution going, the neocons who've been cowards and deprecated you, me, and Trump snuck back in like a bunch of rats, and they're back in the White House. And instead of focusing on the neoconservative rise, which leads with Gorsuch, Bolton, Abrams, all of whom have no right to come back into the administration. They were cowards. They were people who...
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, I understand that. What do the neocons want? And then looking at what's happening with Korea, what's going on with China and the South China Sea?
Alex, listen to me. I know you don't like it right now. We're not on the same wavelength. The neocons want America to go to war.
No, I don't want to go to war. It's not that I disagree with you. I'm trying to get you to on the subject. I'm asking. Go ahead.
Excuse me. North Korea has 2.2 million men on the DMZ, on the demilitarized zone. We are 30 miles away from Seoul. if John Bolton has his way, he had no problem taking preemptive action, whatever that means, because he's never been in the military. He has no strategy or tactics. And 2.2 million North Koreans will swarm over the DMZ and literally go in hours right into Seoul.
Well, sure. So the only action is if they try to load atomics on the missiles, if you want to go to war, is you got to preemptively nuke North Korea, their capital. You got to hit that whole DMZ line and then tell China, everybody else, ultimatum. If you try something, Trump's got to deal with Russia. We're going to joint nuke China. And then I guess they pop up their submarines and nuke the West Coast.
Alex, remember, I've been in the business of nuclear deterrence. We took it down. We have the Soviet
Union. No, I know, but I mean, that's the public attack plan. Do you think North Korea will actually take that bluff with this guy running it?
I don't. North Korea is not interested in a bluff. North Korea couldn't care less about a sanction. What North Korea will do is what's best for North Korea. Our preparation has to do with the tactical and strategic issues of how to deal with North Korea with other countries. That's what Bolton does.
No, I understand. You like Trump. You're glad he's in. You're upset to see neocons coming around. And you don't think the neocons have learned any lessons?
They've been destructive to the country. What have we done?
No, I'm not defending them. I can't stand the neocons. Then what does Trump need to do?
We're not addressing the issue of why, in fact, we're repeating what we had under the Bush-Cheney administration and in the Obama.
Okay, well, why did neocons keep taking over then?
Because they're there, and they're able to be incredibly, like snakes or like rats. They're on the ship. I'm not around in Washington. You're not around in Washington. They're able to co-opt the conservative party. They're funded by Shelley Adelson, or they're funded by the Mercers, or whoever it is.
What they do is they tell Trump and his weaker people will be nice just as soon as Trump lets us run things. But then every time he lets them in, they leak information that they are a group of rats. Perlman and all these people are just crazy. I mean, like, you know about Perlman, Friends of Darkness. He like showed up at cocktail parties in the news and said, I kill lots of people. I'm manly. And then women run from him as if women want a guy to walk up and go, I'm a murderer. I kill people. That's not what women want. I mean, it's like he is totally, you look at it, how did a little pasty guy, looks like a raccoon, get in control of things? I mean, how does Bolton with that big, ridiculous mustache, you're acting like I'm defending the neocons, I hate the neocons, looks like he's like a, you know, like a big brush at the
clean up. What they do. They basically, they scurry away when it comes for time to come forth and do something that's morally right. They didn't support you, they didn't go after their own president, they weren't able to resign.
What are you talking about? They came after me with all their publications and tried to stop Trump.
I'm not talking about their publications. I'm talking about that they didn't go after the president of the United States.
No, I agree. Why is he going to let people in that were his enemies in the campaign?
Because he has no other alternative. I don't know why he's choosing them.
I'll tell you why. Because at every level, no one will appoint who he says. Everyone ignores his orders and says, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. And he can't get anybody in. There's a total mutiny. That's what I'm telling you. He's got that State Department office running operations against him, saying everybody's a Russian agent. Well, what do you think of this claim that I'm getting directed by the GD Russians?
Well, it's absurd. You and I know that the Russians could care less, although they like you very much, and they happen to like me or fear me. It's not relevant. The fact that the Russians happen to be monitoring everybody, we're monitoring the Israelis.
Yeah, whoever gave them all these superpowers?
But that's exactly what happens. What I'm getting to, again, we're getting into the self-destructive force where we got into that problem with Bush Cheney. Trump has now congratulated Cheney for his support. And what we're getting is a president who we wanted up there and does not have judicious advice.
Well, I'll agree with you this. He did great on the jobs, great on the economy, great on his moves for the average person. Light years better than Hillary. Here's the problem. He's going with this health care bill that's another establishment screw job, not as bad as Obamacare. The argument is, well, there's a death spiral, we got to fix it. When his own party doesn't want it, his constituents don't want it. So Trump's starting to make mistakes.
That's correct. And what he needs are people like you or the people like myself who've been involved and were able to come out and able to take risks and able to create things. There's not one neocon who's ever served our country or built his own corporation. What I'm getting at is, we're getting into self.
Well, let's tell folks who neocons are, because they hear me say this. You can pull it up in the Washington Post, New York Times 10 years ago. They were Trotskyites. Explain it.
Yeah, the neocons were created by Commentary Magazine, a man by the name of John Podoretz, who's the father-in-law of Elliot Abrams. It happens to be, unfortunately, a great amount of Jews who were Trotskyites and avowed communists. The only thing they really understood was that we had to have revolution at every point in the progression of history. They were not pro-Americans. They avoided the draft. They were very cowardly when it came to the draft. Then at the time when...
And, of course, they won't call that anti-Semitic because you're, you know, of course, have Jewish background as well.
I'm just telling you.
Well, it's not debated that the neocons are Jewish Trotskyites.
Yeah, they're Jewish Trotskyites. I mean, there's Zalmay Khalilzad, who's from Afghanistan. There's Steve Hadley, who's Christian. I mean, I can go down the whole list.
Yeah, there's a lot of Christian Zionists, and I'm not against Israel. My point is, what's wrong with the neocons? Because secretly, it keeps coming out, they're allied with radical Islam. They're allied with Saudi Arabia. That's my big issue with them.
What the neocons want is a constant state of war and a military-industrial complex where the United States makes certain that Israel be the focal point in the Middle East. That didn't work. Where we would get rid of Saddam Hussein in Iraq, that didn't work. Where we
I know you're giving us the background. Here's the deal. Hundreds of publications are saying what I said 2 months ago. There is a soft coup operation, or a coup as the nation calls it, against Trump. They're just ignoring him, and I guess he thinks bringing these people in, they can get stuff done. Well, that's just letting them take over the highest post. So what do we do?
Well, what we did is, and unfortunately, I have to kind of step back a bit. We put in Michael Flynn, who was able to, in many ways, get rid of some of those neocons. But unfortunately, I have generals in the Secretary of Defense position, McMaster elsewhere, who've accepted the notion that we can put soldiers into harm's way when we have no strategy. We have no strategy in Syria. We have no strategy in Iraq. And once again, we're in Afghanistan. It's the 15th year. This is what the neocons...
Sure, isn't the strategy threatening to overthrow Saudi Arabia if they don't pull out their forces?
The overthrowing Saudi Arabia. The Saudi Arabia is part of the funding of the neocon narrative.
That's what I just said. So if you want to shut down ISIS, you threaten to overthrow Saudi Arabia, ISIS will go home overnight.
I can go through the CIA right now and get you the people who created them, plus the neocons who are involved, plus the Mossad.
Okay, well, then how do you shut down ISIS?
It's easy. You reverse engineer how you created it. That was created by Al-Qaeda and ISIS. It was created by the CIA. I go to Tenet. I go to the guys who created it. I do the interrogation. Then I find out who was involved. I'll find out where the money track comes from in Saudi Arabia and Israel, Jordan, UAE, and Dubai. It's not hard. You don't fight an enemy that you don't need to fight and was created by us.
No, I agree. So I mean, couldn't you put pressure on Saudi Arabia and Qatar and others?
Pressure, that's all nonsense. The pressure doesn't mean anything because Saudi Arabia is literally like our cousin. They can't get close enough. They're fearful of us. If you want to get...
No, I agree. So you're saying don't tell Saudi, our own shadow government still backing al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, ISIS, and Trump doesn't know how to do it.
You don't go overseas when you can go home and I can go right through the CIA and pull out every person who was involved, go right through the Saudi intelligence, go through Mossad, and I can get you every person involved in the neocons and 9/11 and put them on trial. That's not what's happening. In fact, what's happening is a repetition of the failures that occurred from 9/11 onward, and Trump now will be involved with that very issue. I don't care about Jared Kushner. He doesn't know what he's doing. I know.
I mean, another thing is Kushner. He's a good-looking guy. Everything. His own family gave him the money. What is this young guy in these meetings with Trump in every different meeting like he's the boss?
Well, the problem is Trump has to have somebody around him with whom he feels secure, whether it's Ivanka or Jared Kushner.
His family.
That's his family. That's not my problem. My problem is that Jared
Kushner... But as a psychiatrist, what does that say about Trump that he always wants family around?
Let's say, on the nicer edge, I can say he loves his family. On a more sophisticated level, I would say he needs those who he feels comfortable with in order to give himself a kind of psychological barrier to deal with strangers. Is that unusual? No.
It's funny you say that, you know, the background on Trump. That's actually the thing, is that...
John F. Kennedy had it with RFK. You know, I don't want to get into the psychiatry of the man. I understand the man. The problem isn't understanding him. The problem is the action that's initiated.
Well, he's overcome his... I'm not going to get into it. You know what, Doc? I'm not arguing with you today. I just know Hillary would destroy the country. I know Trump's not perfect. I see him kind of sliding back a little bit, which I expected him to do. How could he get... He's already gotten heroic stuff done, but I agree with you. You know, all these neocons that want to start all these wars, it's just insane.
But let's start with one at a time. Gorsuch cannot be nominated for Supreme Court Justice.
But he seems like a pretty conservative guy.
No, he's not a conservative.
All right, let's come back. I got a bunch of clips we got to get to, but do a few minutes if you can on why you think the new Supreme Court guy's bad. And then I'm going to move to clips and more ahead of the next host that joins us. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Buscemi.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Republic or against it. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
People ask why I like having a country. Well, it's a culture, it's ideas, it's some rules. Doesn't mean they always get followed, doesn't mean it's perfect. Globalism, a bunch of multinational Mark Zuckerbergs and Eric Schmidts running around playing God. That's a nightmare. But when you talk about the neocons, almost none of them were ever in the military. They always want wars. They're always talking about nuclear war would be survivable. Let's have it. It really is a crazy mindset. And so I get what Dr. Steve Buscemi is talking about here. And I see this new Supreme Court justice. I think about if Hillary was in, who would we be getting? So just be clear. Why are you saying there's issues with this guy?
Let me put it this way. For many of the people in the audience, I would love them to see a film called Judgment at Nuremberg. But the Nuremberg trials were exactly about Judge Gorsuch. The question was asked by our prosecutors after the war, why were German Nazi judges who were very sane and normal and had huge degrees from America, Britain, and Germany able to initiate laws that were against the Jews, gays, whatever, and they were suppressed? And why were these decent people, and this judge is an extremely decent individual, but during a 14-month period, he cracked his decency and literally began to go into the fascist state. He thought it was good to initiate a suppression of freedom, a surveillance of what our normal freedoms are, increased enhanced torture. He justified it, went to Guantanamo, said this was the best thing he could have had. He wrote to the Council on Foreign Relations. And remember, I was there and then I left, that we should have a policy discussion on the need for torture. And so what happened during these 14 months was to reveal the underlying nature of this so-called decent American, who was not unlike many of the German judges who were decent German judges, but they followed orders. And the orders were to suppress American freedoms. He should have said, no, I'm a lawyer, but at this point, morality supersedes my job as a lawyer. He couldn't do that. And he didn't want to do that. And instead, he became this slimy, egregious individual, but very smooth. He had all the credentials he needed and worked his way through the conservative channels, through the Heritage Foundation, through the Federalist Foundation, until he looked as if he was cleaner than Macbeth's wife, when in fact, he was already morally compromised. When a man or a person is morally compromised, I don't care if they've been justified for 99 years, at that point, 99.1 years, they have a problem.
Well, let's back off of that for a minute. Just look at Trump. He has an authoritarian stripe down his back. The elite don't like him because he's not working with them. He's trying to empower the people, so I like Trump. But there is that stripe of authoritarianism.
Yeah, but Trump has never suppressed anybody's freedom. Trump has never invoked...
No, I agree, but you're saying this guy has.
This guy was not only suppressing, he was number three at the Justice Department, couldn't be better off, and couldn't thank Bush enough, Jr., that he was rewarded with a 10th Circuit Court in Colorado. Why Colorado? Because he came across with this bullshit narrative that he's one of the boys from Colorado, I'm fifth generation, when in fact he grew up in Washington, D.C. His mother was the first female director of the EPA. He went to a Tony boarding school, Georgetown Preparatory School, a Jesuit school, went to Columbia, did well, went to Harvard, did well, and then to kind of top off the topping on the cake, he went to Oxford and wrote some nonsensical thesis about why you don't have euthanasia and assisted suicide. This guy smells and reeks of the ability to slime his way up the political ladder. But at the moment of truth, at least with Cheney, I knew what Cheney was. He was a rat. He was a rat from day one, and he was a rat from day five. But he never changed his stripes. This guy, Gorsuch, was changing his stripes right and left, and then stood on a self-righteous step and said, what, me? I haven't done anything. I was just a lawyer. No, you were more than a lawyer. You were the perpetrator and the instigator and the facilitator of suppression of the state. That's called fascism. If it's fascism for a day, a week, or a year, that's still fascism. For that reason alone, he does not deserve to be Supreme Court justice. There are many other conservative judges who
Well, this thing is going to get confirmed. I mean, look, I understand the stuff with under Bush, the guy followed orders, whatever. I mean, I get what you're saying. My issue is, can you imagine what Hillary was going to do if she got in with these judges?
I'm not worried about Hillary. We're not talking about Hillary. Hillary's off on another planet.
No, I understand. We're moving forward. We can't look at the past and judge things by that.
Look forward. I can't put back in there the people who created the problems to begin with. You and I started.
Sure, I'm almost out of time. Let me shift gears back to Nunes. Yeah, you know, he's standing up and saying, yeah, they're spying on Trump. That's a good thing.
It's not a question. Of course, I told you 10 years ago.
No, we know. We know. So what does it mean that the media would run this whole hoax that Trump's not being spied on?
It's, again, a distraction. I'm going back to you 100
times. Yeah, but here's the thing. You're a smart guy. Don't blind yourself just because you know this, that the public needs to know when they're up there saying we're liars, there's no surveillance, we have to expose it.
Well, I just said it. We have surveillance. But the key issue is the public doesn't know. We've got 500 Marines being put into Syria in a war that can't be won, in a battle that was not even planned out correctly in Raqqa. We have another...
But, I mean, Trump promised to knock them out. You don't think they can kill those guys?
He can't kill them. You don't kill so-called terrorists.
No, I get it. You turn off their command and control. As you're saying, the command and control is still inside the U.S. government. And then you and some and so is. So what does Trump do in 60 seconds?
I'm sorry, Alex. What's going on?
No, I mean, I just asked a question. What does Trump do then? You're saying you don't go militarily beat him. What do you do?
His generals, instead of having a meeting of 62 countries to find out how you go with ISIS, you sit down with McMaster, who knows better than this, and ask what the internal strategy is for taking apart the ISIS and how it came about through the Mossad, through...
I know, and who the leadership is and all that. So here's the question. Does Trump just get advice from his people? The generals follow orders and don't tell him stuff?
No, the generals give him the order. They tell him exactly what he wants to hear. He's not a strategist. He's never been in combat.
No, Trump tells... I know for a fact, Trump tells the commanders, the CIA, the Defense Department, all of them. He says, what's the best plan? He listens to him. He says, do it. Trump actually says, just do it. So the claim that he's not, you know.
But I'm trying to tell you, Alex, the generals have failed in doing what they're supposed to do. And the reason is very simple. They were there in the first Iraq war. They failed. In the second Iraq war, they failed. They haven't won a war. They've been in battles, but not wars.
So they're ready to fight wars. They're not ready to use intelligence to cut it off at the head.
You got it. You use the basic premise of all wars is you win it by using the head, not by using guns.
I got it.
But guns on the ground, particularly with the Marines, you've got cannon fodder. I've got boys who just came back from Africa. They don't know what they were doing in Africa. They don't know why they were shooting at certain people. They don't know why we have troops in Eastern Africa.
No, I know. I understand. So you're saying it is literally just a defense contractor event.
Industrial complex again. We don't need $58 billion more in a budget that's already bloated to $600 billion. I have 888 generals and admirals, twice the amount I had in World War II. Yet in World War II, I won two wars with George Marshall and Eisenhower, and we never had as many generals.
All right. Dr. Bushenik, always great to talk to you. StepheBushenik.com. Thank you.
Bye.
There we go. Interesting insight into all of this. Let's talk about Nunes, though. House Intel Chair confirms Obama administration surveilled Trump. That's a longer clip from C-SPAN. If you want to play the first clip, Nunes, incidental collection, unmasking, widely disseminated. Well, see, their argument is Trump wasn't the target. It was his building and his phone numbers and his staff. That's playing lawyer games again, folks. And Pachetik's right. It's a distraction. But if we tell you they're going to call for overthrowing Trump in a civil emergency and martial law, and 3 months later it comes true, we have to point it out because they're saying we're the fake news. If we point out Trump was being surveilled, we told you exactly how, studying the law, and then it again comes out we're right, we have to do it because it's not just about the regular audience that's already awake. God love you. You're the key to everything. We're trying to reach the people. It's the prodigal son story in the Bible. The younger son says, I want my inheritance. And the father says, hey, everything's great here at our ranch or farm. He goes, I want it. He goes, okay, he runs off for like 5 years, drunk, partying, prostitutes, blows it all. Comes back, and the older brother's like, I've been a good steward. What the hell? You're having a party? That the prodigal son just came back? And the father looks at him and he goes, this is your brother. Can you imagine what it would be like if it was you? You're strong. I don't expect you to do that. This is still our family. And you know, that's when I'm coming at this. We can't just sit here and get pissed at everybody in the government all day long. I used to do it too. You know, the TSA are all pedophiles. I mean, I didn't say that. And then I realized I met them. They were like listeners and people that were part of the Border Patrol. And they put them in there and they always want a job. And they don't want to do this. And they know there's real terrorists, but they think it's all crap. Well, I'm not blaming them. It's a cop-out. It's the Congress. It's the government that leaves the border open, that lets the people in. Trump's doing something about that. And so you look at Nunes and say, oh, really, tell us something we didn't know. You know all this. So I'm not giving you attention. I don't expect attention to me. I mean, you call up and say how great I am. Well, listen, our country's got its legs cut off, bleeding to death. Great, I'm great because I don't want to die. Just let's. And I'm not bitching that you thank me. It's just like I don't deserve it. This is self-preservation. The prodigal son is who we want. We want the people who aren't totally turned over to the lie. We want to reach out to them. So we have to point out, see, the government says you don't have a memory. Jonathan Gruber says you're dumb. I don't think you're dumb. If you start using your memory and get connected to God, you can live. I don't talk slow to be mean. That's how I've got to talk to you, like NPR. Trump talks to people like it's real slow. And it's not because he doesn't know that you don't already know it. He's not going after you. He's going after people that are unconscious and are in a sleep state. Sleep. Sleep. Come out of the sleep. And I've never been scientific about all this. Now that I'm 43, I've been doing this for 20-something years and see what's been effective telling the truth. I understand more now. So Pachinik's all frustrated because he's all up there knowing how stuff works, been involved with stuff. And, you know, he's a real deal. He's been involved with a lot of things. He's all pissed because he's wanting to communicate with the government structure and get them to stop. And that's fine. I communicate with them, too. I am communicating with the people because at the end of the day, that's where their power comes from. I mean, I'm not saying Pachinik's wrong about stuff, but, you know, 6-7 years ago, it was like, we need a revolution now, violent, let's do it. I'm like, no, you watch. It's cultural. We're going to win. They want a violent overthrow because they think they can defeat that. We're going to be peaceful until they attack us. And then I don't take any pleasure against physical people like killing dumbasses that work for the globalists, but that's like some dumb dog running off its back porch trying to bite you because you're walking down the alley, you know, and you got to kick the dog upside the head that keeps coming at you. You just kind of go, oh, I'm sorry, and pick up an old pole or something on the side of the alley and beat his brains out. You're kind of, there's a dog all bleeding to death right there. And you're just like, yeah, that sucks, man. I wouldn't do that. That's the same deal. I don't want to kill anybody. Informationally is how we operate. And we've had big effects all over the world. You can see that. But people sit there and they look at people like Nunes and they say, oh my God, he's telling us this is happening. Or, why do we got to explain to the public surveillance is happening? They should already know it. But they've been brainwashed. You can't have the same elitist attitude. You've got to reach out to them and get them out of it. There's the clip. Nunes, incidental collection, because it's incidental. Oh, we were totally surveilling you, and then people illegally went into the incidental group gathering. They gather everything. You're supposed to have a warrant to get to the specific when you've got cause. They ignore that warrant, and then they just give the Democratic Party, totally illegally, all this stuff to look at, and there's nothing there. Trump calls them, so they spin it. Trump has trolled them again, so got to hand it to Trump. Time will tell. I'm still 95% with Trump. I expect it to be 80% still supporting him at this point. I will see how it works out. Maybe I'll be more against or more for as we see how his calculus works. All right, here's Nunes. Here it is.
So first, I recently confirmed that on numerous occasions, the intelligence community incidentally collected information about U.S. citizens involved in the Trump transition. Details about U.S. persons associated with the incoming administration, details with little or no apparent foreign intelligence value, were widely disseminated in intelligence community reporting. Third, I have confirmed that additional names of Trump transition team members were unmasked. And fourth and finally, I want to be clear, none of this surveillance was related to Russia or the investigation of Russian activities or of the Trump team.
Now, Nunes knows everything about this. And I don't know enough about Nunes. He's got some good voting records, some bad voting records. I just, out of all the people, he's not a coward. Because they're now threatening to try to remove him. They're saying he's a Russian agent. they're coming after him because he's the one guy in that whole pantheon of cowards, other than Rand Paul, coming out and saying it's ridiculous, and he was called a agent of Putin. You work for Putin. And you look at people like Elijah Cummings. I mean, you know, give me a break, man. The Democratic Party has been so controlled by the Russians during the Cold War that it's a joke. And then you've got the nerve to look at people like Nunes, who's just telling the truth, and say he's an evil person? So I'm not in some butt-kissing event for Nunes. I just recognize courage. And believe me, Nunes is putting his life in his hands because they think the intelligence community is so cowardly that they won't come out and state the obvious that Trump was under surveillance when they all admitted they were earlier. But again, they were arrogant. Across the board, anybody. We had that CIA guy on. I want to get on again. Johnson, former head analyst for a whole section of the CIA, former Fox analyst. And they had these whole articles out. He's full of crap. He doesn't have sources. There was surveillance. It's all admitted in law that the incoming president, everything's recorded. They, again, I keep saying it because it proves they're liars. So somebody like Pachinik says, just ignore it. It's diversion and distraction. I get it. But see, Pachinik, I'm going after the prodigal son. I know people that were raised right, every color and creed, understand this is BS. I'm not trying to get them, Pachinik. I already have them. I want the prodigal son. I don't like seeing anybody fall to this brainwashing. I don't like seeing anybody buy into this stuff. I don't feel powerful looking at Michael Moore, a total piece of crap, traitor to humanity, a total lying slug who knows full well what he's doing. I feel bad. And I'm not lecturing Pachinik. I just, you talk to these guys, not just him. I talk to these guys on, off, air, you name it. People that were higher up in the CIA than Pachinik. And they just are like, don't worry about that. It's the big stuff, the big narratives, you know, the government, worry about that. I fundamentally believe in broadcasting the truth everywhere and that you inform the public in general about liberty and that tyrants will disappear like phantoms at dawn, to quote Thomas Jefferson, or paraphrase him. And it's not that I'm here saying I have all the answers. I just instinctively have to try to sit there. And I mean, I walked into a place yesterday for dinner, and I had a couple of young, attractive ladies giggle and go, oh, it's Alex Jones, the guy that says your TV's watching you. And then I realized that their lawyer husbands or boyfriends came over to the table right after that. Like, oh, Alex Jones, we watch you. We're just talking about you today. And I go, oh, yeah, I'm sure you were. See, the fact that I'm right is what makes me even funnier. Because they have to make it a joke that I'm so right. Because, see, then they might have to do something that their TV's watching them. Because, see, if they caught me, those same couples, in their house or condo, putting a camera in their bedroom, or caught me in their bedroom, they would beat me to death. If they caught you in there, they'd do it. And rightfully so. Or die trying. But because it's this big uber-mentioned super state up there in the sky, we just accept it like it's God. And then everyone tries to climb that staircase to heaven so they can be over other people. What the hell is that? Because anybody that's been down in a valley at night with the stars out and the trees around you and a bonfire knows the valley is the stars. You're already in the stars. You're already in the universe. You're on a planet beautiful and rich and beautiful beyond imagining. And down in the valley is the highest point. There's some poetry for you. But see, people keep thinking they can go up, up, up. But really, all they're doing is going down, down, down. Does that mean you don't become successful or have wealth? Wealth is to protect yourself and take care of those you love and to build. It's not so you can sit there like a peacock. I can't live in a rich area. Can't live around those people. Because on average, they're so soulless. There are some people that are nice. But you can't live anywhere. You just live in a blue-collar area. They're all freaked out about who's got more money, who's got whatever. As if that's some symbol of who's got a bigger soul, who's got more will, who's got more strength. If I could slit my throat and pour my will out into humanity and die right now, that made us defeat people, I would do it. But here's the secret. I'm not even that strong. I have awareness of my will, though, in history, and that's why I have effect on them. And if the people ever realize this and the bushfires of liberty ignite, they're going to be charging out of the mist individuals that will be 100 times more effective than I've been. Right now, I'm still waiting for them. But I know it's coming. And so the globalists should know this. Trump is only the first level of this event. It's going to get bigger. It's going to get quicker. It's going to get stronger. We are the humans that built all this. The elite believe because we built this, they're God, and they're going to cut us off. You will then see what humans really do under stress once we have a platform to build on. You can't just manifest with your mind magically in a cave 10,000 years ago. You could envision, though, and those dreams became what we have now. We're now on a launch deck that's unlimited. And the elites know that, and they're so jealous, they're so angry, they're so upset, they don't know what to do because they're sitting around not even knowing how to use what they've got because they didn't develop it. They're falling even further than we are. And that's why everything they use, we develop, turns into some nightmare because we've got bad people in control of those systems. Transparency is the only option. Secrecy is death. Transparency is the only option. Secrecy is death. That's a quote. They're telling me I need some plugs. I want to get some more of these Nunes clips. So which one about Nunes and Rand Paul? They came out and said, of course they're spying. Of course it's going on. And then here's the documents. See, that's what they... You're like, well, that's not that big a deal. We already knew that. They're up there in that big platform around all those cowards, around all those sellouts, believing the lies. So think about that. Think about being in the middle of that and then doing what Nunes did. You can't help but admire it, can you? The enemy can't stand that. What a dumb move, Nunes. You'll never get the speakership now. What a joke. As if Nunes needs the speakership. He gets the speakership of being a speaker. He gets the title by being the leader. Not by scum giving him titles that they stole from other people. It was once said that great men and women aren't made. The times they live in make them. That's partially true. The times you live in are the opportunity, and then who you are and what you stand for is the final equation. I love the media called him a coward and a minion of Trump because he came and said what everybody else already knew in a position of authority when it's the opposite. When they've been told by the FBI and everybody else, Nunes, you go tell the truth, you'll be destroyed. And now they're trying to destroy him. And now Nunes transcends from the realm of the normal man into the arena of the real men. And that's the arena that Donald Trump and many others are in. And that's the arena that other people need to aspire to be part of. Because when men start trying to be men again and actually stand up for what's good and honorable, then we'll have a civilization. I'm going to come back and play a few more clips and hand the baton to John Rapport, who always does a fabulous job. I'm going to do some extra interviews with Nick Baggage. Dr. Nick Baggage, wow, great meeting him in person for 20 years. It's at least been 20, 21 years. I've been interviewing him since like 1996. Man, I'm getting old. Briefly, the new toothpaste is back in. We don't do artificial scarcity on purpose, obviously. It sells out in a week every time it comes in. It's just that it's hard to get the tubes, the manufacturing, and you have to get in with a big firm that makes it, the big organic company that has the number one organic toothpaste. Everybody knows their names up in Maine. That's who makes our toothpaste. We can't say it in the contract, but we have Super Blue, non-fluorine toothpaste, peppermint, and tea tree oil with iodine and anosilver made in their factory. They just add that in. Those are available at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. And the big 30-40% off on high-quality storable foods ends this Sunday. Help support the broadcast. Help support Resistance Against Tyranny. Fourth hour coming up. Spread that link. InfoWars.com/show. Today.